Para X.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Merry meet and merry parts, bright the cheeks and warm the heart. But tread the circle thrice about to keep unwelcome spirits out. Bide within the law you must, in perfect love. Trust. Mind the threefold laws you should, three times bad and three times good. These eight words the reed fulfill, and ye harm none, do what ye will.
Welcome to Stirring the Cauldron. Now, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
My guest tonight is Ron Kolick, and he can
that really... That was a great opening, by the way.
I like it. It's for me, it's an interesting one. Yeah. And so you can hear it's Ron Kolick, also known as Van Helsing. And he's the founder and lead investigator
of the
Ghost Project. And he's
going to... I am your father.
He's got a degree in environmental science. He was the ultimate skeptic for the longest time, but he had a near-death experience that changed it all.
You can skip all that.
Yeah, let him look up at it to you.
Yeah,
and he's no longer blinded by skepticism.
You got to go with it, aren't you?
I like that part.
Okay.
He's also the host of the popular Ghost Chronicle radio series, which is Ghost Chronicles, Ghost Chronicles Next Generation, Ghost Chronicles International, and Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition, as well as a lecture. What?
Don't forget the Affection Connection.
Who?
The Affection Connection.
What the hell's that?
See, you got another topic to talk about.
Oh, God, that's too funny.
The Affection Connection.
I'm going to give up. Everybody knows who Ron is, and this time, let me just explain that this time of year, he pops over to talk about his yearly event called Spirit Quest. So I was going to open the creaky door and let him in, but he kind of crawled under it, so here he is.
was I supposed to shut up?
No, not at all. I would never expect that of you, so we're good.
Nobody else does. Why would you be different?
Well, yeah, and I've known you for 100 years. And so, you know, I was going to say long time no see, but actually, for a change, we were face to face last week for that spellcasting workshop. And before we jump into Spirit Quest, why don't you give out the information about your monthly workshops, like the one we did last week, because you've got some really neat stuff going on there.
Yeah, it's we used to do them in person in Circles of Wisdom. It's a New Age bookstore in Andover, and then now Methuen, Massachusetts. But then the virus hit, so we ended up going online, and it's once a month, and it's a paranormal workshop. Basically, we look at anything and everything to do with paranormal, and that includes spell casting, which is what you did in this one. And you can go to circlesofwisdom.com and sign up for it. It's an online event, so... Yeah, it's fun.
It is. And you do things. I mean, it's not like you're just sitting there and talking.
Everybody
that's listening, there are little projects that go on during those 2 hours and making little things. I had everybody that was listening in on mine to create their own spell.
I just realized that rap is now a spell, right? Because it rhymes.
Well, in a way, perhaps. I don't know. but I was very impressed with the people that were brave enough to read them out to us so we could hear. Everybody did a really good job.
I mean, that's the cool thing about it is because you're online, people are more, they let their guard down a little bit, so they're more inclined to participate, and it's been great. I mean, we've had all different things from ESP cards to like the Zenon cards to like Stephen Scott from Scotland did a 2-month series on what the heck was it? Mediumship or something, I forget, because I'm old. But anyways, yeah, we did all different things, and it's fun, and it's a lot of times we do projects. I did one on everyday divination, which was a blast, until I did Charlie, and then a couple of people jumped.
Mm-hmm. Those are things to be expected, right?
I don't know. Do you know what Charlie is, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay. So you can look it up on the your Punk and Wagnall, which is the internet. Well, and Punk and Wagnall, it's the old dictionary they used to have with Webster.
I remember that.
You do?
I'm okay. Old, too.
Okay. Yeah. And, yeah, it's a thing that originated in Mexico. You use a couple pencils for divination. But, of course, it's like the Ouija board. It's become evil. So people freak out. A lot of kids do it in school and stuff. So that's, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
So check it out anyways. It's Charlie. It's you look it on the internet and you'll find out all the information on it.
And if people are interested in your workshops, it's monthly, and they just need to go to the Circles of Wisdom website, and then they can also look at your Facebook page. Because you announce it. So, I mean, you're covering all kinds of different things. So it's like a smorgasbord, something for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I got my degree in environmental science, which is basically the study of everything. So, I mean, you know, you basically all the ologies, which is, you know, everything from biology to psychology to sociology to geology to so forth, and so oceanography, you know, climatology, paleontology, all of them, really, which is a blast. So, I mean, all that stuff is cool, because I've always been interested in everything, and that's why I do this. Now, I know a lot of crap in my little brain, but details do not stay in there. So if I need details on something, I have to look it up. I know that the general information, but I always have to, you know, look up the details, because there's just not enough brain material in there to remember everything.
Do people get mad at you? Because sometimes when people tell me something and I don't know about it, or I don't know very much, I said, wait, let me look that up. And they get insulted because they think that I'm not believing what they're saying, but that's not the case. I just want to get more. You know, I want to
figure it out,
but people get mad at me when I do that sometimes.
Yeah. You know, that's the problem with people now. They just got their panties in a bunch all the time. They're just looking for something to irritate them. Instead of, like, whatever happened from this stuff in the 60s, is, you know, why can't we all get along? You know, go with the flow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all gone now, unfortunately. Yeah.
Some of that is pretty happy to be gone, but some of this...
I don't know. It was...
Sometimes remember and regret, you know?
I have no regrets.
Well, that's good for you. I'm happy.
Because I've learned from everything. As long as you learn from something, there's nothing to regret.
Well, that makes sense, too.
Of course it is. I'm a great philosopher. You know that.
You are being a good philosopher tonight. And you're behaving fairly well. Are you feeling okay?
I'm not drinking, if that's what you're asking me.
Or anything else.
No, I am fine.
Okay. You took your medicine this morning, right?
I did.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know what? I don't think I've ever asked you in all these years.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, about how spirit.
I'm sorry. I'm married.
About how spirit.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be horrible, huh?
What?
You and me?
Oh, God. No. The world would come to an end. I mean, Tim Shaw says that if he and I were anywhere near each other, the earth would fall off its axis.
There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, all right. So you're one of those two. All right. But you know, I love you both. So what can I say? All right. But how did Spirit Quest start? I mean, I think you might have told me years ago why, but, you know, I just don't remember how it all began.
Well, it's our 11th or 12th year now. And depending if you count last year or not, the year that wasn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it, you know, there's a lot of tons and tons of paracons, and there always have been. And I wanted to do something that was different. You know, I wanted like a paracon, but different. So that's what Spirit Quest is. It's a more hands-on type of paracon, if you want to call it a paracon. Our paranormal retreat is the way I like to brand it now. And that's basically, it's a weekend. We do different things all the time. There's tons of workshops. There's different events. And, you know, it's fun. It's supposed to be fun, and that's what it is. We have the same characters come back every year, and they, you know, it's the, they just love it. So I'm good with it.
The thing about it is, I mean, when you think of Paracons, you think about going like the Michigan Paracon is on now. So yep. You know that everybody in the paranormal world, because that's a real big one, is there. Mm-hmm. And so people go to see their favorite people from TV and everything like that.
Yep.
And yours is not that kind of thing. I mean, yours is hands-on. You're doing things. It's not like I'm going to go walk and see everybody and most of the people that are there, and this is nothing. I mean, it's fine, but they all have merchandise to sell and all that.
Yep.
But yours is really one-to-one with the people that come and the things that you're doing. And every year there is a topic. And so this year, Spirit Quest is rising from the 2020 ashes, so to speak. And so this year's topic is resurrection.
Yeah, that's kind of a loose topic, but yeah. It's just because of Washington, we lost it, and we decided to bring it back. So that's basically what it is. We've got a lot of neat stuff going on. Like Friday night is always our a Friday night event. We have different things. And this year it's a murder mystery dinner theater. Mm-hmm. Includes Chinese food. And then we have a ghost in the murder mystery, and all the psychics of the world. Well, let me give a little synopsis. Alfred VC was found dead in his study under the mysterious circumstances. He was found lying near his desk, pen in hand, but no paper in sight. There was a cut on his head, and his drink spilled on the floor, turned the carpet a strange color blue. Nevertheless, the medical examiner, a friend of the family, ruled it a natural causes, and he was quickly interned in the family crypt. Since his burial, strange noises, moans, and sounds, chains are echoing through the halls of VZ Estate. A shadowy figure can be seen from time to time. His ghostly apparition has even been seen in the dreams of his visiting niece, Anne. Perplexed by the situation, she sent out invitation to the greatest mediums and detectives of the world to join her for dinner and resolve the strange phenomena. So that's basically what it is. We all get together and we, well, not me because I'm the ghost, but don't tell nobody.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Hey, you're going to love this, right? The ghost does not speak. So if anybody knows me, that's like almost impossible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we did a dry run of this, and it worked out pretty good. So a lot of fun.
It's fun. And there's a lot of things that stuck out for me, you know, that I was looking, I took a peek and I looked down the thing, and some of these things have piqued my interest. So mm-hmm. I want to kind of talk about it.
Sure. Whatever things. You want, kid. Your show.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
So I'm going to throw my two cents in as far as things that caught my eye. So the first thing is, the first thing better be, when is it and where is it? Let's do that first.
Oh, sure. It's October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the VZ Estate, which is in Groveland, Massachusetts. It's a estate, basically. And, there's a church there, and a lot of the events will be held inside the church. So that's kind of cool. And, there it is. And what else you got to know? Oh, you can come for the weekend, come for the night, come for specific events. That's all a la carte. Or you can come for the weekend. We have special stuff for weekenders.
Yeah, and that's very cool because a lot of ones that you do, you see, you have to buy the whole ticket for the whole enchilada. And you know, there may be things like, I mean, there are very definite things that I would, even if I didn't have the whole ticket, would make a point to do. Like, let's talk about some of the presenters and what they're presenting, because these are interesting. Right. Like, okay, so Roxy Zwicker is doing Death and the Victorian Parlor. And the Victorian era to me was always kind of amazing. I mean, you know, like postmortem photography, which truly creeps me out. jewelry made from the hair of the deceased, and now Death and the Victorian Parlor. So what, what's that about?
I don't know. You'll have to go and find out, because I certainly don't. I haven't seen it. This is new for me, too.
Well, I might have figured it out, but yeah, okay. So I'll move
on. Roxy Zwicker, if you don't know, is the proprietor of New England Curiosity, which is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which does ghost tours and some of the coolest locations and tea readings and everything else. It's awesome. So she's written a ton of books. Roxy Zwicker is a name. You can check out New England Curiosities and you can find out more information about her, but she does a lot of cool stuff. And she designed this particular one for me, so I have not seen it. So there you go.
All right. Well, it caught my eye anyway. And then, I mean, most people are going to be there, but there are a couple of people from across the pond, like Steve Parsons and Dr. Ann Winsper, who will be doing presentations.
By Zoom. Yeah.
And Steve's, I would tell you what it was. It wasn't easy to remember what it was because it was a very long title.
Yeah, that's Steve. Yeah. He's been coming over for, I think, the last 8 or 10 years. And then when the virus hit, of course, he hasn't been able to come over. Usually someone from the UK goes to this. You know, we've had everybody from David Wells to Karen O'Keefe to Cal Cooper, Richard Felix. So, I mean, that whole group has come over. So anyway, so he still wanted to be a part of it. So we came up with the Zoom thing, and he's going to do his presentation by Zoom, which is Ghost Tech, Cat Toys, Game Consoles, Tesla Cars. So there you go.
Yeah. And what's okay. So I don't know Dr. Winsper, but I've heard her name. Who is she exactly? I mean, how do we?
She is actually Steve's co-founder of Parascience in the UK. But she is a parapsychologist. She has a degree in EVPs. Anyway, but yeah, she's been on In Search of, the new In Search of that had the new spark on it. What's his name? Quentin or something or other. I don't know. Not Quentin Tarantino, but
that's the only Quentin I know. So I'll keep quiet.
Yeah, it's the guy that played Spark and so anyways, they revised it.
Leonard Nimoy played Spock.
Yeah, but this is the new reboot of the series, the Star Trek series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, so if you don't know, it ain't gonna help. But anyway, yeah. she's been on TV with that. She's did, I think, Time Slips and maybe Empress Sound. I believe they were both of them were on that. So yeah.
Okay. So then looking.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's a lot more. That's it. And I'm not mentioning everything that I really got interested in, but connecting with spirit through spiritual surrealist automatism. I can't say that.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so that's with Leslie Marden. Do you know what surrealist automatism?
Yeah, surrealist. A lot of surrealist painting. Painters painted from spirit. They painted from spirit. So this is basically you're going to connecting spirit and you'll be painting. So we provide all the stuff, of course, and you get to take whatever you make home with you, of course. But yeah, that's what it is.
So she's going to show people how to get that vision of the spirit in their heads,
right?
And then paint it.
And then they're going to paint. So it's going to be cool. Another something that's unique and I'm dying to see it myself. So.
Yeah, I mean that. See,
and that's
I mean,
only for weekend passes. In other words, that's a Sunday morning event, and if you bought the weekend pass, then you get to go to that, and that's a special thing we have just for our weekend passes holders. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of neat too. We appreciate the people that spend the weekend with us.
Yeah, I mean this whole thing isn't just come and be a observer. You know, no. Everybody that comes is a participant.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Whether it be, you know, for the 3 days or if it's just one of the events or something or mm-hmm. one of the things. Then there's you.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, you're doing a thing on the spirit-guided paranormal are you leading the spirit-guided paranormal?
Well, Leslie and I are doing a bunch of events together. And, you know, Leslie is a medium. She is the author of Medium Rare, which is her book. And she's also, joined the New England Ghost Faction, has worked with me. And she's worked with me on the monthly red light seance that we've been doing for close to 9 years now. And so anyways, we're doing a few events together. We are doing that spirit guided. There's a special deck of tarot cards that you connect with spirit with them, and they actually lead you and they tell you what equipment to use and stuff like that. It's kind of neat. It's and where to go and everything else. So this is something new again. We've never tried it, so we're excited about it. And it'll be an all-night ghost spin. And that's not all night. It'll be Saturday night, and it includes pizza, of course, because you can't go out unfed. And then we go ghost hunting with led by this thing. I mean, you can still be doing everything else. There'll be EVPs and everything else in it is involved in it. So that's another unique thing we've never done before that I'm excited to try too.
Yeah, and see what cracked me up was first the Friday night thing, the murder mystery had Chinese food. Mm-hmm. And then I'm reading the spirit guided paranormal investigation comes along with pizza.
Oh, so, yeah. You know, included with your tickets too.
Yeah. So just, you know, all the food is, it would be a good thing for foodies, even if they weren't interested in the paranormal or something. But
that's good.
It's funny. You know, great combination. Set of cards and pizza. Then, yeah. But are the cards, is it a new deck? Is it somebody on the market that did that deck? Or is it somebody?
It's a deck. I can't even say the name of it. I just can't.
It's smack your back and maybe it'll come out your mouth. Okay, but
Exonier or something like Exonier. It's based on an Egyptian tarot card deck for connecting with the ghosts. So
is it a deck that people can buy? I mean, is it somebody's, you know, like a one-time thing, or is it just
it's available out there. Like I said, I can't tell you the name because I can't even say it.
I couldn't say automatism either. So
I mean, you know, the people go in there, we can tell them where they get it and all that stuff if they're interested in it. But yeah, I think they're going for like $35 or something.
That's about right.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're talking about cards, but then Saturday night, you know, I would like to hear this. I mean, I wish I could fly in for the day because you're doing a presentation called Gypsy Witch Fortune Telling Cards.
Yes. Yes.
Now, how are you connected with Gypsy Fortune Telling Cards? This is something I don't know about you.
What do you mean? I do everything. You should be well aware. When I started the New England Ghost Project years ago, you know, I didn't believe in a lot of things. Didn't believe in mediums. Didn't believe in tarot cards. Didn't believe in dowsing. Didn't believe in Reiki. But just because I didn't believe in them doesn't mean, and you know, I wasn't open-minded. So if I'm going to criticize them or poo-poo them, then I have to know about them. So I studied them and learned them, and now I understand a lot of things and able to do a lot of things. So yeah, but this is going to be another fun one, especially when I'm doing cards. So you know that's going to be fun. The Gypsy, these are decks that you can get on. You can get those on Amazon. It's called the Gypsy Witch Fortune Telling Cards. It's based on the divination system attributed to Mile Limanan, the celebrated 18th century French mystic and fortune teller. Prophetic powers were known throughout Europe. She predicted the rise and fall of Napoleon with astounding accuracy. The Gypsy Witch fortune telling playing cards were introduced in 1903 and have been published continuously ever since. They remain one of the most recognized, even though you didn't know them, and popular fortune telling decks in the USA.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, call me crazy, but I would think that, you know, I mean, you do a lot of things that I never thought you do, like you do readings on people sometimes, and that kind of flipped me out when I learned that you did that.
Do you remember that way back in the day when we used to go on the radio show?
And I thought you were kidding me.
No. Seriously.
I think Maureen was with us too then, but
yeah, she was.
But yeah, I mean, so I never expected you to do like readings, okay? So, but I could see you with a deck of some kind of cards, but it was just the fact that it was Gypsy Witch.
Fortune. I mean, that's why I got it, because it was such a cool name.
Well, yeah, and I can see that Zoltan figure, you know, when you go to the different, like, amusement parks or something, and they have the fortune teller and the glass thing.
God, I would love to have one of those, wouldn't you?
You know who has one?
Who?
Scott Michaels.
Does he really?
I swear, I looked at one of his things that he was talking, Facebook Live thing, and he moved down to Palm Springs. And all of a sudden, in the background, there is that fortune-telling thing with the ball, and
it's
put a quarter in. I don't know where he got it, but I was jealous.
Mm-hmm. I have something that you would probably love. And this was available on the market, and you could buy it in most stores where the games are sold. And it was called Trust Me, I'm Psychic.
Okay.
And it comes in this box, and it has like a big plastic thing that looks like a one of those gazing balls on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a game. And let's see, get your fortune. Psychics will tell your fortune using vision cards, real or fake. But listen closely. Some of the psychics and some of them are psychics and some of them are complete frauds. Find the frauds and pay the real psychics, not the frauds. The player with the most money wins. So how can you not enjoy that?
There is no reason that you can't enjoy that. I mean, that,
it comes with cards too, which is great.
There are so many decks out there of all kinds. Mm-hmm. There's Oracle decks, there's Tarot decks, there's Fortune.
Oh, sure.
I mean, if you, it's like a candy shop, you know, like Willy Wonka's factory of cards. And there's so many different things. They're really, really neat.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the ones that are quirky, actually.
I do too.
More than anything. All right. So my gypsy fortune telling card thing is saying that it's time for us to take a short break. And so we will be back in just a minute. So everybody,
let's go my wine glass, right?
Let everybody go and do what you need to do. And we'll be back. No need for reading your palm or anything. We don't have enough time for that. But we'll be back in 2 minutes. Bye.
Stirring the Cauldron will be right back, so don't go away.
If you end up with webbed feet,
remember, you've been warned.
Explore the second edition of the Witch's Oracle deck through 45 innovative cards and enhanced guidebook that peers into the world of the witch. The deck's stunning artwork has a new look and includes 7 brand new inspirational cards. Each card now includes a suggested crystal or gemstone to enhance your reading, as well as a magical incantation that provides energy, reinforces the card's meaning, and helps the desired message to be sent out into the universe. The easy-to-navigate guide also has a new look and offers straightforward, gentle guidance that takes readers through both good times and bad. And now includes a chapter on crystal and gemstone divination by the amazing Nicholas Pearson. The Witch's Oracle. It is a perfect divination deck for witches as well as non-pagans, and is designed to suit both seasoned readers and beginners alike. Find out more about the Witch's Oracle deck at www.marlabrooks.com, and you can purchase the deck from schifferbooks.com, amazon.com, or order a copy from your favorite bookseller.
You've no doubt heard of Tango and Cash, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, perhaps It Takes Two to Tango. Well now, on the first and third Thursdays of each month, there's a show called Tango and Friends at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network with your host, Bruce Tango. And yes, there will be at least two to tango on each episode, sometimes even more. There's going to be lots of topics and lots of guests you'll all know and lots of surprises. Tango and Friends, every first and third Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Welcome back to Stirring the Cauldron. Once again, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
Well, my guest tonight is our own Van Helsing, Ron Kolick, and we're talking about his upcoming event, Spirit Quest, and fortune-telling cards and all kinds of stuff. That's another thing that I don't remember. Where did you come up with Van Helsing as your alter ego?
Yeah, in a second. Also, everybody that signs up for the weekend also gets Gypsy fortune-telling dice kit so that they can tell fortunes by using the gypsy dice. So,
oh, cool.
Okay, so Van Helsing. Yes, Van Helsing. If you're familiar with the Van Helsing character from Bram Stoker's Dracula, you know that he was a man of science, but he was versed in the arts and the crafts. So that kind of is what I am. You know, I do have my degree in science and well-grounded with that, but I'm also, you know, done a lot of training in other spiritual fields. So there you go.
Okay. Just wasn't sure. Just had to check
and
that out.
And not only that, you're going to love this. My name, Kolick, K-O-L-E-K, in Polish means wooden stake or peg.
Really?
Yeah. And there's more. Yes. My founders, my ancestors come from the same town that Van Helsing was supposedly born in.
I wonder if you're not a reincarnation of a fictional
character. I know. Did you ever think of that, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Uh-huh. Yep, it always is. All right, so there's – okay, it's
– anything else?
Well, I got more.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
The event is 3-day event, starts on Friday night, October the 1st, and runs through Sunday afternoon. And yes, there's things to do both day and night. And like you said, if people can't spend 3 days, you know, you can buy a ticket. And I've got to also say that the tickets are very affordable. And especially, like, even if you want to just do one day, I mean, it's reasonable. I don't think anybody is that generous for ticket sale. So, just saying.
Okay, that. Whatever. So you're saying I should raise my prices? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Oh, but here's the other thing. Are you limited to the number of people that you're allowed to have because of COVID?
Yes.
Okay, so if people are really interested and really want to go,
they have to sign up.
I mean, soon, right?
Yes. Yes, because we're going to stop ticket sales. You won't be able to buy any at the door. And I believe ticket sales end the week before. So.
And so people are going to need to wear masks and stuff while they're in
the... Mostly they'll be in the church, and there'll be it's pretty good as far as spacing. We don't have mask laws here in Massachusetts. But, if you I think most people are going to wear them anyways, to be honest with you. Most people that are going, I believe all people that are going are vaccinated. So that's the other thing. So it's all cool.
Oh, and by the way, Cece brought up a very good point in the chat room.
Uh-oh.
She said that you never
I'm always in trouble with her.
You never see Van Helsing and Ron Kolick in the same room at the same time.
That's strange, isn't it?
Not for you, but it's thought-provoking, maybe.
Yeah,
could be. Just thought I'd mention that. Good thinking, Cece.
She's very observant.
She is very observant.
I used to be able to go into the Parex chat room when I do my shows, because Parex carries the shows as well, when everything works right, then, of course. Some reason I can't get in the chat room. I know why, because the audio comes through. And, that's why.
You don't know how to turn the audio off?
No, because it's on the same computer. If I turn my audio off, so I also lose my, you won't be able to hear me.
Okay.
That's great. It's a problem.
Okay. Well, all right. Me, Miss Tech, nothing. It can't be of any help with that. okay, so we've pretty much covered it.
Wait a minute, you missed the best one.
What? Which one? Tell
Sunday
me.
Afternoon, Science and Spirituality of Table Tipping Workshop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. You're good at table tipping, huh?
I'm very good at table tipping. What we're going to look at is... as I mentioned, we've done the red light seance for over just about 9 years now, and that is physical mediumship versus mental mediumship. It's a little combination of both, but primarily we strive for physical mediumship, and that involves table movement as well, other objects. So I always explain to people how the thing works at the workshop, so they're well aware of it on the regular circles. But this one, we're going to talk about how people manipulate tables and everything else as well. But we're also going to talk about the spiritual and why and how the spirit can use the table. And we're going to reproduce. I've got some amazing footage of some table tipping things that have happened. And we're going to try to reproduce those, and then we're going to break into groups and do our own table tipping as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. See, they're all based to be fun. If it's not fun, then I really don't want to have them, because I can't stand boring stuff.
No, and over the years, you've had so many weird things in a good way. I mean, what was it that one year that you put people in some kind of a tank to... You know that? Do you remember?
Oh, that was the dead chamber. That was interesting. Yeah, it was a sensory deprivation chamber.
Yeah.
We've done everything. We put people in. We had a face your fears. We had all kinds of different tests that people could do. We had a room of mirrors. Portals. We had a room of clowns, and one year we even had a mirror of clowns and mirrors in the same room. but we've had all kinds of strange stuff. We had the Blair Witch ghost hunt, which we went into the woods, and because there are trails around the estate as well that you can go out in, and we conducted a ghost that goes down by the pond and everything. Yeah, it was a blast. And what we did too is you remember the symbols from Blair Witch?
Kind of, yeah.
yeah, they had that little man or whatever the heck it was. We actually, my team made all of those up, and we put a, like a glow stick on them in the woods so that they, we would come across these all the time so that we knew we were on the right tracks and everything else. It was cool. It was really good. And you went out with all the equipment and everything else. So that was fun. We've done all kinds of things. We, one year it was the Angels and Demons, and we had the Johnson brothers came up, and Keith Johnson came up and did a thing on demonology, and they brought me a haunted iguana too, which was kind of cool. So,
haunted iguana, that's the one what Steve Parsons is always teasing you about, your haunted iguana, right?
Yeah, he's just jealous. He's so jealous.
How can, all right, but I didn't get the whole thing because I you guys were bickering back and forth like you always do. So
we would never do that. That's bad radio.
Yeah, right. So what makes the iguana haunted?
It was a case that the Keith Johnson, who was a demonologist, worked on. He went in there and they felt they had gotten this. It's a wooden iguana. It's hand carved from a I think it's Aruba or some island. I forget where it is. And it was brought in, and they, ever since it was in the house, they had all kinds of strange stuff and things happening to him. So, one of the things they wanted was it removed. So Keith gave it to me, which is awesome. It goes right in with my rest of my collection. So,
what? You have a collection? What have you got here?
Of course I do.
I know this. Tell me.
Yeah, you know, just like I was probably collecting before Tim was. But yeah, I have a collection of all types of haunted items, and everybody else does. Before it was cool, people would send them to me because they wanted to get rid of them. And I have, a collection of haunted items, and I also have a collection of rescued Bibles as well.
Bibles? What,
yeah, Bibles that people
motel
would...
Motels or something? Or motel?
No, they would throw out, or they'd be in yard sales, or sometimes people would send to me with the object that it was haunted. I have a collection of Bibles and as well.
Wow, there's so much more to you than you show. But you have Ouija boards too, right?
Oh yeah, I have a collection of Ouija boards too. I have a very good collection of Ouija boards and games, so which are really, really cool.
Yes, and then there's that that spray that you make.
Van Helsing's Special Blend.
Tell everybody about Van Helsing's Special Blend, because I think it's really neat.
I never push it, you know that. But it's something, if you read the books, Maureen and I, Maureen's a trance medium, and we worked together for years and years and years on different cases and everything else. And we wrote three books together, but... two about our adventures, which is Ghost Chronicles and more Ghost Chronicles. And they're written in the first person so that it's like you're actually there. You know, you hear, we talk just what we said there, and you even, you know, in our minds as well and everything that happens. So, but in a lot of these books, it talks about Van Helsing spray, which is a special blend that I had made up for protection. And people kept bugging me for it and everything else. So finally, I teamed up with Leslie Martin, who is, of course, at Spirit Quest and quite a few of the events. She's a medium, but she also has a little business on SD called Positively Brilliant, where they have Reiki. She has Reiki-infused candles and things, and she did some spray. So we her and I came up with Van Helsing spray, which is the spray we use, which is holy water, sage, and Jack Daniels. And
that's all three kinds of, well, two kinds of holy water, right?
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, it comes in a Reiki infused bottle. It has a sterling silver crucifix from Italy that's been blessed in it. And it has a St. Michael's prayer printed on it as well. So, yeah. It's available through, where is it available? Circles of Wisdom, of course, carries it. And I believe, and Leslie carries it too, through her site, which is Positively Brilliant.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that it was available. I thought, you know, maybe you just made it up for a certain...
It wasn't. It wasn't for years. I just made it up for myself and Maureen. And people just kept bugging me. Oh, can I get some of that? And it's done pretty good. Like I said, we don't press it. I mean, you never see it anywhere as far as us pushing it. But it's there. It's available.
Anything that's worthy of protection, you know, I mean, when you do something, every little
people
bit.
People swear by it, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of Leslie Marden,
yes.
I saw something on your Facebook the other day that...
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
I'm going down that rabbit hole.
My Facebook page is a rabbit hole, so don't ever go on my page.
No, it was good. It was spells. When we were doing the spell workshop and I had to make a spell, you did it for this. And I didn't realize what you were doing for at the time.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. And then, but then I saw this on your website, your Facebook page, that you guys have potentially found a new home for the Kolick and Marden Center for Psychic and Paranormal Studies. So tell us about the center, and I mean, you know, the two of you.
It's actually the coolest place in the world. Leslie, and it's on my way to my office, which is in Groveland at VC Estate. I have an office there. And so we go by it all the time, and it's always intrigued us. And it used to be an antique store, and finally they're selling it. So I contacted the realtors and asked if we could look at it. So we came in and, went through it and so forth. And it is ideal for what we wanted. It has plenty of parking. It has all kinds of rooms which are available to do, like seances, or I could even put the studio there for the radio show. And, it's got apartments, rooms that we could – if Steve came over from the U.K. or someone from the U.K. could come over, I have a place for them to stay, as well as we could do overnight investigations and other things there as well. It's a tavern. It's been in the same family for over 200 years. It's awesome. That's all I can say.
Is it haunted, supposedly?
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Of course. Yeah, well, silly question on my part.
Yeah, but it's absolutely a tremendous place. It's perfect. It's just to see if we can work the financing on it. That's going to be the biggest problem. People say, oh, why don't you go get a GoFundMe? It's like, yeah, I don't think so. But whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you've got your finger in so many pies, which is really, really good because, I mean, you know, doing a weekly show takes a lot of work. It does, to do one show. But then you've got like four a week, yes?
Three, I believe, right? Three.
Well, what about the Monday show?
That's the morning. Morning Edition, International, and Next Generation. And the Affection Connection. Don't forget the Affection Connection.
I don't know what that is.
How can you not? It's like the coolest thing.
Well, tell me.
People send us... problems and things, and we solve their affection, their relationship problems.
And who is we?
We is Lou Blasey, who is producers and also co-hosts with me on the morning show. St. Jan, my wife, joins me, and myself. And people call in with these questions, and we give our opinions of it. So there it is. It was a brand new show. We kicked it off on July 4th. We've done our second show at the beginning of the month, and then we're going to do one next week, next Wednesday at 11:30. And there's a Facebook page you can go on and join, and you can listen to the shows there too as well. So there you go. The Affection Connection. Affection Connection.
That's where they look on Facebook, Affection Connection?
The Affection Connection, yes, my dear. It rhymes. It rolls off your tongue.
Oh, it must have to do with witchcraft then. Or rap, right?
Yeah, so check it out. it's interesting, if anything.
21st century Ann Landers or Dear Abby or something, right?
Could be.
Sometimes maybe Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was a great idea. And I mean, you were full of great ideas. This is the thing. You are not boring at all. And well,
I love the questions. We get all so cool questions on it. You know, it's like, everything about workers with BO and
oh God.
All kinds of strange things.
I got a spell for that. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Do you? Oh, see, I should have called you, had you call in the show.
Yeah.
You're welcome to call in now, and I mean next one, and give us a solution. Say, oh, you show a thing. I have a spell for that. There you go.
You know, what was that thing? It was somebody saying, not I have a spell for that, but I have a something for that. It was somebody's catchphrase.
Yeah, it was.
Who? Yeah.
I have no idea. You're asking me, like,
well,
the oldest man on earth. You're asking.
I just thought maybe you would know, but it's something I got a something for that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tagline. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a spell for most everything. So if you get
like
really bollocked up or something, you know, because they tell you, I think
there's an app for that. Isn't that what it is?
What?
There's an app for that.
For what?
That's a tagline. There's an app for that.
Oh. Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not. Okay.
I'm walking a tightrope here.
Who knows?
As always.
Oh, by the way, if anybody has a relationship question they would like us to comment on, they can send it not anonymously if they want to anyghostproject.com, the letter N, the letter E, ghostproject.com. No, wait a minute. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that. anyghostproject@comcast.net, anyghostproject@comcast.net. Or you can go onto my Facebook page, Ronald Kolick, and you can message me there, and we'll read your question on the air and give you our opinions on it, which is, you know, it's not like we're rubber stamping opinion. You'll get a variety of answers, I can tell you that.
I think that, see, I mean, you have, again, that was another pot that you've got your fingers in, and who would have thunk it, you know, that Mr. Haunted Iguana also does, you know, relationship questions and
relationship
stuff.
The love doctor.
Huh?
Actually, I'm the lifeguard of love.
You're something, all right. But, yeah. I mean, it's just, it never ceases to amaze me. And basically, I mean, you know, if you have three shows, four shows, whatever, a week, every week, that is, I don't know how you have anything else, time to do anything else, really.
No, I do.
It's all that prep work and everything. And you know, it gets, keeps you busy.
Yeah, I clone myself. It works.
You have that, oh yeah, okay, that special little clone device, yes.
Yeah, clone, yeah. You go in, it's like one of those 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you put your hand on and yep. Zap, there you are.
Yep. It comes up. No, it doesn't go zap, it takes time. You gotta go, it takes, you know, to get all of me, it's quite a bit.
Yeah, well there is a whole lot to you. So,
and there's also, you know, astral projecting, of course. So,
yeah, you know what? I've tried that so many times, and I can do remote viewing to a certain degree, but I can't, I can't get up there in the ethers and do the astral.
You can't.
By my own doing. I mean, I think
you'll never experience astro sex.
Well, yeah. I don't know what to say about that, but
I don't either.
Yeah, it just came up. Oh God! But
you know, it's interesting though, because I took spoon bending.
Yeah.
Right. You know how you can bend spoon, right? There's a lot of methods to do spoon bending, and one of the methods is the projection of your other self. Your other self, you call out to your other self and have your other self bend the spoons. So that's always intrigued me. And one of our seances, during one of the seances, we had a spirit that came through. Now, the spirit that came through turned out to be a weatherman from the Boston Channel who was alive. So you say, how the hell can that happen? But then, you know, if you think about that, like in, from Dr. Yang's spoon bending class, then it's like, oh, yeah, there's the thing, the other you. So the other you can go out and, yeah, I mean, because there are people have seen, for instance, Stalin was seen in several places. And he wasn't. Padre Pio was seen in several places, you know, at the same time. So there's something out there. I don't know exactly what it is, but who knows?
Well, I think there's more, way, way more than we can even conceive
of.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, we talk about paranormal, but I think a lot of the things that we consider paranormal are normal.
So, we understand them, they'll be normal.
Well, but there are people that do understand them already. We just don't know that.
Well, they think they understand them.
Well, yeah.
Because they can't prove it, so...
That's
the big thing, you know? Remember that thing called proof?
I've heard of it. Yeah. Well, I'm going to prove that we're going to get out of here on time. But basically, if people want to find out more about Spirit Quest and about you and all the other stuff and your little spray and everything... is your any ghostproject.com the best place to go?
Oh, that's one way. You can join me on Facebook at Ronald Kolick too. I usually take anybody in.
You're good. You're so good. All right. Well, thank you for filling us in. I mean, I really wish I could go. But my broom.
I do too.
I just wish my broom would travel that far.
Hey, maybe we'll get you in as a presenter.
Well, that would be nice. Think about resurrection. No, I shall rise. Yeah. But yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that. But thank you very much for being here. And
thank you.
Thank everybody else who's listening in. And until next time, everybody, blessed be and merry meet again. Good night.
This has been another edition of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. Be sure to tune in next week at the same time for another great guest and more fun. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2009.
You have been listening to the Para-X Radio Network.